Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and the Copenhagen International Documentary Film Festival is fast approaching, so what better way to get ready for it than to chat with the programmer about this new edition? So I'd like to introduce you all to Mads Mikkelsen. First off, thanks very much for taking the time off to talk to us just a few days before the festival. I expect you'd be very busy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense by now.
Yeah, because the festival is starting in 2 days from this interview.
It is, yeah. It's just around the corner.
Yes, that's right. Well, Mads, would you like to tell us a little about the history of this festival? I believe it was founded in 2003, so that would make this year's edition the 11th edition.
Yes, and it's been 12 pretty intense years. The festival, when it started out, was actually quite a novelty in the Danish and perhaps international film culture, because documentaries were not taken that... Well, they were taken seriously, but they didn't really have a space in the cinemas. And it's only we're only talking like 10, 12 years ago, so you can kind of see what kind of a sea change we've had since then. And by now, the festival has grown to become one of the largest of its kind, at least in Europe. But we also worked to develop a profile for the festival, which is perhaps a bit more experimental than you would expect from a documentary festival. We play around a lot with the concept of the sort of the reference to the real as a starting point for working in cinema, to work artistically and creatively in cinema.
So I mean, yeah, that kind of leads me to my next question, which is, we all know that documentary is going through extremely exciting times, and people are constantly discovering how versatile and innovative it is. And it really can be. So my question to you is going to be, how does the Copenhagen International Documentary Film Festival aim to represent the variety of this particular form of filmmaking?
We've been doing that in working sort of in the hybrid field between documentary and other art forms and other artistic formats, other cinematic forms. And there has been a sort of, I wouldn't call it a trend, but there has been a lot of very exciting work made in this field, fortunately. And it has been something that we've been investigating since more or less since day one of the festival. Like how the questions like how can cinema engage in the reality around us? What happens when we consider documentary an art form? In speaking of documentary as an art form, along with the concept of an art form comes the concept of artistic autonomy, artistic freedom, and the freedom to create and to be creative. And for me, I think a lot of the most interesting films in the past decade have been the films that somehow engaged in the world around them instead of shutting themselves off in the bubble of fiction, the bubble of narrative. But by kind of playing with this tension of pointing to or working with the real or with reality, yeah, we've seen this sort of tension. Which I think is really interesting in cinema. And it's also interesting to work with the concept of a documentary film festival, the kind of framing that a film gets once it is screening at a documentary festival. It is kind of, it's a different sort of promise that attaches itself to the films and different expectations from audiences. And this sort of, this whole meeting of expectations and this exchange, I think, is very vital to our festival, to documentary as a whole.
So it's a documentary that allows even the audience to discover something that, like, you wouldn't usually see normally in, like, a multiplex, or even in the documentaries that get mainstream release. So as on top of that, I guess there's a lot of focus on independent filmmaking too.
Definitely, I mean, a lot of documentaries are made independently, and especially a lot of the most interesting ones, because with that independence comes, the freedom to explore and to try out new things. So for sure, that we a lot of the films that we are screening are independent films, also another reason why they have this personal, this signature, a character. It's not just a film made by somebody. It's always a film made by a director with a will and with an artistic ideas.
Yeah. And exactly, like, for the audience, it's just the pleasure of discovering something, really discover a work.
Totally. I think that sense of discovery is totally true. It's something, it's totally vital to going to cinema, and especially going to film festivals. I mean, that's why I go to festivals, to discover something that I didn't I didn't know before, but also new ways of seeing, new ways of thinking about cinema, and new ways of talking about cinema. Because film festivals are really an occasion to talk and to discuss and to sort of make a status of the state of things, state of cinema.
Yeah,
those things.
Exactly. Now we've talked about like the vision as a whole of this particular festival, but I'd like to maybe catch you off guard a little bit and ask you perhaps if there's any particular titles that we should be looking out for in this year's program.
Well, I'm very happy that that we just managed to include a new film by the Filipino filmmaker Love Diaz.
Sort
of very last minute. He's always been working. With like towards documentary in a sense, but this time he made something that is, well, it's still a very Love Diaz like film, but it is something that is closer to an original sense of documentary. And for me, that is a film. I mean, that's one example of a film that that really works freely with cinema, and that really like it really uses the potential of cinema, the possibilities of cinema, to create something that is absolutely astonishing, and seeing it in the cinema is going to be absolutely marvelous.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's one of the titles that I would love to see in the near future. any other titles that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we also have a we've always had a strong focus on artist films, and I'm not just talking about the good and long history of experimental cinema, but of contemporary artists that are working with film and video as a means of expression. Mm. Again, within the documentary framing that our festival give this type of work. And we go out to discover a lot of work in not only in the film circuit, but also in galleries, at Biennales, and elsewhere. And this is really interesting because this is a rare occasion to actually see these works presented in, well, the best possible conditions in a cinema, and to see something which is perhaps not made by somebody with a film background. It's not films that are not, they may not necessarily be made for cinema projection, but here's like really a rare chance to discover something. And and this year I'm happy that we have, among many other things, that we will be screening a new film by the video artist Phil Collins, a film called Tomorrow Is Always Too Long, a really enjoyable film from about his hometown of Glasgow, and also a selection of shorter works that normally would have a hard time reaching the cinemas, but again, I think a film festival is an occasion to discover and to explore. And by including these shorter works, there really is this rare chance to see some of the most exciting work in contemporary art projected in the cinema.
Yeah, and also I see that there's a screening market too. So from the industry point of view, is it a good festival? What's the vision there in the industry activities that will be taking place in the festival?
Well, we have actually quite a lot of industry activities around the festival. We have a pitching forum. We have a lab where we commission new films. We have a transmedia project and also a market. And all these things are, well, they're individual platforms, but they all reflect back on the mission and the vision of the festival, which is to explore what documentary can be when it's considered an art form. And this attracts in the hundreds of international film professionals to the festival. So CPH Docs has become a sort of meeting point for people with this that share these ideals on behalf of cinema, and that's something that makes me very happy. And I think also for the attending filmmakers and industry professionals, that's really a chance to meet and to connect with a lot of very exciting and very.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. With between films, film debates, professional seminars, art exhibitions, concerts, you know, screening markets, it sounds like it's going to be an extremely exciting addition.
It is a very expanded concept of what a documentary film festival could be, for sure. And I'm looking forward to it now, starting in 2 days.
Can we remind the dates, actually, of the festival?
The dates are November 6th to the 16th.
Okay, and if for anyone who wishes to see any information, how do they find them? Obviously, there's a website.
They can anyone interested can find everything they need to know about the festival at cphdox.dk.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.